I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. South Sudan imposed a curfew after an attempted coup this week. Heavy fighting continued through yesterday, prompting a wave of refugees too. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says their office is in Juba in the middle of the fighting.
This kind of fighting puts all of that in jeopardy. And so in the last few days, our staff have had to completely shut down our operations in the country, at least around the fighting.
It's a setback that can only be answered one way.
We've been asking people to pray for peace and security in the coming days so that we can resume supporting the community.
Next, a 14-year-old girl from Michigan's doing something I'm kind of proud of. She's my daughter, Anastasia, and in 2002, we adopted her from Irkutsk, Russia, as a 3-year-old. Well, today, she wants to send Christmas gifts and the gospel to kids in her former orphanage. She's doing it through Russian Ministry's Gift of Hope program. She's close to her goal. Each $25 donation sends a Christmas gift, which includes God's Word. Go to missionnetworknews.org if you'd like to help. And next month marks 4 years since a 7.0 earthquake devastated Haiti's people and infrastructure. It'll also be the 4-year anniversary of EFCA Reach Global's work in Haiti. More churches are being planted, but Haitian leaders recently shared this concern with Reach Global's Mark Lewis.
They sense that the depth and breadth of discipleship is less. There's just fewer really true disciples following Christ.
Find more on this at our website. Pray the call of discipleship is clearly communicated at an upcoming conference. Pray also for Haitian believers as they struggle with an unexpected loss. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&M with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.